Episode 2011, Start by Doing Nothing.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Happy, happy day. I hope you are starting your week off with a bang. It's Mindset Monday. Guess what? You're going to start by doing nothing. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Are you starting your days with too much to do? If busyness is cluttering your day, take a break from the madness. Start by doing nothing. Why is it that we just stuff our day to the max, almost to the point of dysfunction? I mean, come on, be real here. Have you looked at your schedule today? How many appointments do you have? And count them all, whether it's doing dishes, that's an appointment. Whether it's actually going somewhere and meeting someone, that's an appointment. If it's making a phone call, that's an appointment. How many appointments do you cram in your day? If you have a conversation with your child, that's an appointment. It's amazing how much we try to do in a day. And then as we get older and, well, I like to think somewhat wiser, we think, oh my gosh, I can't get it all done. Well, that's because really we were trying to do way too much anyway, and we're probably not doing what we're supposed to be doing. We're just cramming for it. Do you remember what it was like going to high school? And you had that test that you hadn't studied for in like, you know, 2 weeks prior, 3 weeks prior, all that learning, no preparation. And then, one night cram so you could take the test the next day. It's hard to live life in cramming motion. There are moments in our lives that just fly by. And I wonder how or if I got anything accomplished. I find myself putting fires out left and right. What seems to be the priority at the time, you know, the hundreds of emails, children or work or social media feed. What is it for you? What bogs down your day? What are you cramming in saying, I just got to do more of? One click, two distractions. Two clicks, four distractions. When was the last time you sat still thinking about what you really wanted out of life? Now, I want you to be serious. You might be thinking, now, Christiane, really? I don't want to sit back and think about this. No, you need to. I would bet it hasn't been real recent. And maybe not at all. Maybe it was, you know, for the 2.5 minutes you were in the shower, or maybe as you were falling asleep. But I'm talking about you sitting down and really soaking it all in. Or are you just plowing through life, doing what is best at the time of the situation and moving to the next? What's next? Sign me up. What's next? Head hits the pillow and the madness begins again. If rinse and repeat are not working for you, it's time to start by doing nothing. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Start by doing nothing. You know, I've had such a wonderful time. I am traveling right now, so I'm actually recording on the road. Came up from the south and went up north. My mom has now since moved from Hawaii back to the mainland just for a few months, and she needs some help around the house. Our family farm has multiple homes, and we have renters in some of them, so we're flipping the house. We're renovating it. Whatever you want to call it, yeah, we're doing it. And, you know, as we get older, we think we can still do everything, but we also know that we can't. And so I knew my mom would need some help. And I'm like, you know what? This is the luxury that I have at this moment in time. I can put a few things to the side and I can go up, spend time with her, and get some work done. But you see, in order to do that, I had to not do other things. I had to make choices that meant not scheduling interviews. Not that I can't interview on the road, I can. But you see, when I do interviews, when I bring guests on for us, I want to read their material. I want to learn all about them. And that doesn't mean it's just, you know, 5 or 10 minutes and, oh, I'm going to talk to them. No, that's about learning who they are. If they wrote a book, actually reading the book, diving into them. Because I want to be able to bring the best to you. And so when my mom said she was going to be over here, because she totally surprised me, this was not planned at all. And I was like, okay, I'll just drop everything. It's not a problem. I'd already set aside a couple days. And I was like, I'm just going to extend those days out. We'll make it work. And so grabbed my youngest and off we went. So we've been up in Kansas now for probably about 4 days, I believe. I'm already losing track. The days run together because we're getting up a little bit later because we're staying up later. We're trying to work with the light. Anyway, it's just a lot of work. But what I've noticed is that I've enjoyed the stillness. I've enjoyed the quiet. And not the quiet as I'm not doing anything. Oh no, take a seat and let me tell you what I'm doing. I am totally repainting an entire 3-bedroom home. Yes, making sure we're cutting in. And believe it or not, my brother came up and he's like, Christiane, did you really do this? I was like, yeah. He went to the next room. He's like, you did this room? I'm like, yeah. Went to the next room. He's like, you did this room? I'm like, yeah. And he said, you know, you could be contracted out. I'm like, no. I'm like, are you going to hire me? He's like, yeah, no, not right now. But you need to be contracted out. I appreciated that because he's very, very particular. But so I'm doing a lot. But what I'm not doing is doing what I was doing every single day. You know how you just get into the grind of your day and you lay your head on the pillow and you start and do it again. You lay your head on the pillow and you start and do it again. I want you to look outside the box and start by doing nothing. Number one, be still. Some would say this is not action, but you know what? It takes discipline to be still. Stillness is an action. You're making time to become more aware. You're making time to observe. It's an opportunity to expand your horizons. Limitations will not be a stumbling block. Be still. Number two, be present. Know where you are struggling so you can step away in order to see what is in the way. Where are your priorities and how do you want to get there? Is the hustle and bustle really working? It might be fun at Christmas, but this is only July. We're in the summertime. You don't want to wash these days away with chaos. Be present. Know where you're struggling. Look at it. Analyze it a little bit. I know maybe that's scary because that means you're going to have to make some decisions. And maybe you're one who doesn't like confrontations. And it's not confrontations with other people. It's confrontations with your own self. Who you are. Who you're becoming. We are changing beings. God created us to learn. Continually learn. If we're just hanging out just to hang out because we can hang out, that's not living life. Be still. Be present. And number three, be wise. Make time for deep discussions. Make time for deep relationships. Make time for deep thoughts. You know, one thing that I've loved is walking outside and looking up and seeing bright stars that pierce the darkness. There's something about city lights that just kind of melts it all away. But when you're in the country, there's nothing like seeing the beauty of what a little light does to pitch blackness. It's just like a dart, and it hits you right in the heart. What are you leaving on the table for your life? Because you're so busy. You're so wrapped up in everybody else's stuff. And I'm not talking about your responsibilities. I'm not telling you to leave the kids and say, good luck. No, I'm not telling you to put your spouse on the side. No, you need to love the people that are in your life. But you need to love you and what you're doing even more. And if you're frustrated, if you're just in this grind and you're like, gosh darn it, I don't know where I'm going, because you keep going. You haven't taken the time. Stop. You know, you could join me. Go renovate a house. Okay, maybe not. But you know what? It has been a breath of fresh air. It's allowed me to think. When I'm painting a wall, do you know how many thoughts come to my head? Okay, wait, you probably do, because I shared them all with you right here. But more are coming. That's part of AIM. I cannot wait. I'm so excited. But you know, I've had to make some tough decisions. I feel bad when people reach out to me and they're like, Christiane, how about an interview? And I'm like, yes, 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 let's do this. And then I'm thinking, wait a minute, but maybe I need a break too. Maybe I need to get in touch with what I want, where Creature Now is headed. Maybe I need to be rejuvenated. I can't give you what you need if I can't give myself first what I need. Same goes for you when you're extending it to your spouse, to your children, to your parents, to your family, to your friends. Start by doing nothing. And that doesn't mean you quit everything, but maybe you do need to have some space. You know, this year we didn't go on vacation. Why? Well, you know why. It's a little crazy out there. And I thought, you know what? I can have a little crazy in my own backyard. I don't need to go to another place to have extra crazy. So I am enjoying my painting and my cleaning and me just being able to step away for a moment. Yes, I still get to come here every single day with you and teach you what I learn through my experiences and what God and I talk about and stuff from my past and my present. Can't go to future yet, but I can dream, right? And so can you. What is it that you want in your life? Maybe you need to just declutter a little bit. I would encourage you to look at how you can put some space in your life. Maybe it's actually using the word no and not doing something. I know things are still crazy and it's hard to schedule things, but maybe the next thing that comes around, say no to. Unless if it's like, you know, my situation and it's family and you're like, well, yeah, sure. I've got a few days to come and paint a whole house and wait, maybe we'll paint another house too. Join in the fun. Join in the excitement of doing something that you've never done before or you haven't done recently. I've painted a lot of houses, but I just haven't painted a lot of houses real recently. Oh, wait, my daughters. Yeah, that was a few episodes ago, wasn't it? But it all comes to doing something that you're not doing every single day. You need that break. You need that distance. You need that space. Be still, be present, be wise, and most importantly, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a very blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.